Listen, we look forward to the challenge of playing the Raiders. We know they're a good football team. That catches your attention right away when you turn on the tape. And so the players, they've handled this the right way. They've had a good week of practice, and they're looking forward to that challenge. Time's yours.
Andy, what about Houston? Was he full today?
Houston was, yes. Yeah.
Has he been cleared to play Sunday?
You don't do that until Sunday, but he's been cleared to practice, yeah.
What's that procedure involved where he gets cleared?
I mean, Rick would have to tell you. I mean, it's extensive. I mean, they've got it, and then the last thing they have is the neurologist who cleared him to practice. But there's a bunch of different steps. I mean, Rick's got all that, and our docs, they take care of all that. I mean, it's quite extensive.
Coach, I know you said your team is sharp and able to avoid distraction all year long. How do you guys measure that throughout the week leading up to the game?
Well, I just look at what they do out here and in the classroom. I mean, I think that's the most important thing. And so they came out and they worked hard. They're attentive in the classroom. And it looks like they prepped the right way. And so those are the things I take a peek at.
And you guys acquired Anthony Sherman. What would you guys see on the team? What would you like to play?
Well, in this offense, you need a fullback. We are a fullback offense. And so you've got to be able to block. You've got to be able to catch. You've got to be smart and flexible where we can move you around a little bit. And he can do all those things.
How's he particularly been in the running game?
Well, he reminds me that he hasn't had a run, as a blocker, you know what, he does a nice job. You saw the big one he had on the goal line last week. He's very willing. He takes a lot of pride in that. Yeah.
Did Fasano have a setback last week?
No, you know what, it wasn't making the progress that Rick and the docs and really Anthony felt. And so I just said, listen, we just set him down, let it get healed, and then you go with it. And so he kept wanting to practice and do everything, and I'm not sure that was helping the cause. So
often these games, Chiefs Raiders come down to field goals. This is an interesting combination of field goal kickers.
So. Yeah, both teams have good ones, right? Yeah. And so
quite different in look and seemingly personality as well.
Yeah, they are. But that's what makes the world go around, right? We all have different personalities, and the end result is that they can both crush the ball, and they do a good job. One has done it for a long time, and Suckup's he's just building that career now. So.
And you call back to Reed's question about attention to detail. Mm-hmm. Do all your better teams with the Eagles have that?
Yeah, well, listen, I think it's important that you spend the time, and that's this group here has done that. They've spent time not only when they're in the building, but when they're out of the building. You can tell when they come back the next day, the retention level's high. They've kind of taken care of any little mistakes that might have happened. I would tell you, good teams do that. That's what they do.
Where did that come from? This is a team that hadn't had won a lot of games over the last few years. Where did that quality come from?
I think a want to by the players. I think that's I don't know. I didn't look into the past or ask about that, but I will tell you they've wanted to make sure it's right. They ask good questions. I can't answer the other part.
Are there guys you can point to who are sort of leading that effort though?
Well, I think collectively they've been doing it. I can't point to one that hasn't been doing it. I've said this before. I felt that way since I've been here. They've just you've asked, told them what you wanted to get done, and they went and did it. I mean, that's I've been very pleased with that part of it.
Andy, headed into Week 6, is your passing offense where you hoped or envisioned it would be at this time?
Yeah. Well, listen, we're getting better every week, and it takes time. I mean, that's all part of it. But we're doing some good things there, and we'll keep doing that. I mean, we'll keep getting better, the more reps that the guys have with each other.
Andy, 5 games in, how would you evaluate Alex
Smith? I love what he's doing. I mean, he's a heck of a player. He makes people around him better, and that's very important in this business and in his job. And you see, it doesn't matter who gets plugged in there. They're getting catches, and he's controlling the line of scrimmage with the run, and he's in charge of the offense there. So, and that's important to have.
How would you compare him to other quarterbacks?
Nah, I don't do that. I don't go there. They're all different, and they've all got their special qualities. So I stay away from that. Yeah.